to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Okay, guys, we are back. Welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I have two callers on the line with me right now. Let me welcome my co-host, Big Tone. What's up, man?
Reach for the sky, boys. What's happening?
There we go. There we go. Also got the co-host of Turnbuckle Throwback, Scott. How you doing, my friend?
Chilling, bro. Chilling. How's it going on your end?
All right, man. Got everything up and going again. All you guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606. Real quick, let me go back and reintroduce everyone who we have in the chat room. Kid Human, myself, Pastor Sadell, Greg Jones, Matt Legend, Phil Effenreya, and three anonymous users. You know what? I'm going to be the first person to say this. I think I'm the first person. Lee could have been, maybe. You anonymous users need to make yourself known.
That's what I'm saying. Why come in here to listen and not just pop in and just say hi?
Yeah.
Say something. You want to be on the show? You want to be in here? You gotta say something.
Yeah, say something. You know, come on, man. Make yourself known. Don't be afraid. And no matter what,
that's Tony C and Surfer hiding in the here. And like, what'd you say about me?
I would doubt it.
I really wouldn't. Oh, man, you guys can call into the show like Scott Big Tone, 706-993-4606. Get that number for you guys to call in. Man, follow along on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show, Twitter at Wrestling Call-In, email correspondence. I've been getting a lot of email. I just don't share it because a lot of it is bad.
Getting hate mail?
It's not hate, but I don't know.
They hate on some subjects.
Yeah, some subjects. But the main thing that I've been getting that I don't share. People have been asking me why I don't like Santana Garrett. I've been getting...
I could do that right off the top of my head because she sucks.
I've been getting a lot of that mail and just hate on some of the topics that we talk about from time to time. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, I do answer back. If you hit me up on Twitter, I'll hit you back. I won't block you unless you're just a complete idiot. TWKAS999@gmail.com is the email address. Finally, you can join us on the site, eWrestlingCallInShow.webs.com. Gentlemen, how's your week been?
Good, Big Tone.
I can't complain. It's another day, another week, trying to get everything together. Spending time with the fam, doing what I got to do.
There you go.
Taking it day by day.
That's what it's about, man. Spending time with that fan or watching that wrestler.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. 1-2 on the list.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there. First thing first, I wanted to go ahead and get it out the way. Cody Rhodes asked for his release from WWE, and his wife says he is proud of him for asking for his release. You guys think WWE's going to release Cody?
They might. If he asks for his release, you know, I mean, he's Cody Rhodes. You know,
exactly.
I mean, he's not happy. He's done everything they've asked of him.
I'm sorry.
The only thing is, you know, Eden asking of that, saying that, is she next to me?
You're next.
You know how they are when they support people like that.
Yeah.
But when it's your husband and wife, what do you think they're gonna do? Be like, oh, he's a dick.
Exactly. Real quick too. I just think that. He probably ain't hurting for money.
Come on now. He will.
Yeah. He got daddy's inheritance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The reason why I think he's going to go, even when he asked for his release, so I don't think he's not grieving his dad passing. And being around the profession his dad was in for 30, 40 some odd years,
yeah,
and helping those kids down there, I don't think he's gotten over it yet.
Nah,
I think he just needs time away. He wants to release, get time away from it for a little while, let him recharge his batteries, let him get over that, right. Then he'll come back.
And you know what? It'll do good because it'll break him out of the Stardust role. It'll let him be Cody Rhodes.
Exactly.
Right.
He comes back a year from now, he'll be on fire. He'll get a fucking pop like there's no other.
He would. He really, really would.
And, you know, just come out.
This Stardust is garbage.
It is. It's total garbage.
Yeah. It just fell flat, and he was supposed to end it months ago, I read, and this never happened.
Guys, we got Dr. Doom in the chat.
What up, Doctor?
Dr. Doom, the secret decoding shield of the dreaded Dr. Doom.
Oh, man. Tonight, guys, I posted it in the Facebook, on the group page on Facebook. Tonight is open mic night. So anything you guys want to come on the show and say, what's on your mind, it could be about any subject. It doesn't have to be pro wrestling. It could be about anything. Particularly with this show, because this show sometimes can go off the rails, you know. So
it's gone off the rails.
It can go off the rails, but at the same point, those are the best shows. So,
yeah.
So you guys want to call in, got anything you want to say, it can be anybody. Rage, it could be Lee, it can be anybody.
We're talking about them damn Samoans and how whack they're going to get over it tomorrow.
What do you think of that Texas Tornado tag match added?
How should I put this? They're not going to go over it because I don't know why they're not going to let them go over. Mm. We know I'm fucked up is going to win. I don't know why they're not going to let the boys go over like they're supposed to.
Right.
The baby Samoa SWAT team is trying to win everything.
Baby Samoa SWAT.
Speaking of Samoans, where's your co-host? Where's Hightower? He's a Samoan.
You know what? We normally talk at least once a week. And I haven't spoken to him this week. I've been meaning to ask him for a cell phone number. But I hadn't heard from him this week, so hopefully he'll call in.
Forgot again. Gets messed up with that time difference.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock down. It's 8 o'clock back there. No, 9. And 9 times out of 10, if the Giants are playing, then he's probably watching the Giants game.
Yeah.
So he's at work, one of the two.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that could come out of it. I was talking earlier last night with Phil, early with my brother. You know, do you guys give AJ the belt tomorrow or no?
I've always said this. If you're gonna signify change, you give AJ the belt now.
I wouldn't do it at this age because this one sucks.
Yeah,
that's right. The problem.
So
it's not a bigger
problem the thing at this point is if you don't give him the belt now. You need to set Reigns up for Cena at SummerSlam.
Oh, that's already booked.
Right, but how do you feel if AJ doesn't win, you give him Money in the Bank?
I was going to say that. That would be the best thing to do.
And then
give him Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. Let Cena win 16, give him Money in the Bank, and he goes at it with Cena 32.
Right. Yeah. One of the things I'm looking at, and we mentioned it last night on our show, was...
Hold up. Let me interrupt you, Scott. Okay, guys, I got an issue. Greg Jones is trying to call in. I did not know we were Facebook, Skype friends. And it'll switch me off this call if I let him on, so...
Just click the plus sign on our conversation.
Uh-huh.
And hit add people to this call. And he'll list the name of all your friends and just click on his and hit add to call.
Because I had no idea we were Skype friends. Give me a second. I'm going to do that right now. And you say hit the plus sign.
Yep. And then click add people to call.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. They won't do it.
Hey, Greg, if you're listening, hit me up, KidHuman616 on Skype. Add me.
Yeah. And he can add you all. Because it's not working for me for some reason. I go here, and... Wait a minute. He just sent me a contact request. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, add the group call. Here we go.
There he is.
Let's see if he picks up. Greg.
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, player?
Not much. Just,
Iron Man's up in the room.
Oh, Iron Man's there.
Just hanging out with my nephew, listening to the show while he watches Peppa Pig.
Oh, Lord.
Plenty of them dates, man. Plenty of them nights. My kids love him, damn Peppa Pig, man. I got tired of that damn pig.
Oh, yeah, he loves Peppa Pig, don't you? Can you say Peppa Pig?
I can't stand that show.
I want to roast that damn pig so damn bad.
Yes, sir.
My granddaughter loves that show. God. So I sent on Facebook, there was a meme. It was like someone cooking like bacon and ham in a pan. And it said Peppa Pig jigsaw puzzle.
It's like Peppa. There's two people I want. Two show I just want to end. I want to cook Peppa Pig and burn SpongeBob. Those are two people I want to get. Two shows I just want to get rid of.
SpongeBob is garbage. Come on now,
Squidward. We need to do this. We need to do that, man. Shut the hell up and do it your damn self.
That's high as hell to understand SpongeBob. Come on now.
You know, Patrick, he's just burns all his brains. He's like, oh, Bob.
What up, Bob?
Well, he has no brains. He's a starfish.
Well, he's the fucking sponge.
Can you imagine SpongeBob and Patrick on Randy? Yeah.
We're just going
to wrap
it
up.
It's on tomorrow night at
5
o'clock.
Oh.
There, their names are Scott and Phil.
Oh.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Don't
mess with that one.
But those are two shows I've always hated, man. I've always hated them with a passion. Oh.
No, that was, don't forget Dora the Explorer. I can't stand Dora either.
No.
I can't stand Dora.
Fuck that little... Just go away. Go away. Get your fucking... Pack your illegal ass up and go home.
Illegal.
She was exploring and crossed the border and never went back.
Oh, man. Did you guys ever see Dashie's interpretation of Dora?
Who?
There's a YouTuber by the name of Dashie. I'll see if I can't find it. He did some funny.
Oh, Dashie, yeah.
Yeah, he did some funny stuff on Dora the Explorer. I'll see if I can't find it. Oh God!
All right, I got
my co-host for my number one son. He's going to help me with that one. Scott continues. Go ahead, Scott.
All right. You give AJ the belt, and what you do is then Rollins comes back. And
ooh,
Rollins ain't
that.
Never lost a belt. He wants his belt. But now,
but, yeah, go ahead. I want to see if you're going to say what I'm going to say.
For one night only, at one night only, you put the club versus the Shield.
No, because Dean's not going to go for it.
One, but Dean, if you're beating on Roman, Dean is in.
Okay, but when the club, when Gallows and Anderson started beating on his head already, where was Dean? He was busy with Jericho.
That's because they freaking put the Usos in there. You freaking take the Usos out of the equation. You send them home, you know.
You guys but still see Reigns and Guns and Gallows forming a group? Like a big swerve on AJ?
Nope.
If they do that, I'm not kidding you, there will be a fucking riot.
Right, that's an understatement if that happens. Right ain't the word. You're going to see WWE, you're going to see the E's viewership go, they're going to tank real quick.
No offense to our boys overseas like Baza and Harry and, you know, Felonious, but the riot that'll happen will make them fucking soccer riots look like a fucking kindergarten school fight.
Hey guys, real quick, I found that Dora the Explorer little parody. It's called Ghetto Dora. Hold on. We see like
and what's good? This your boy Sneaks. Look out for my new mixtape dropping 2026.
Ay, maldito. Nobody told you could plug your mixtape on my show.
Nora, where that 50 you owe me? Like I was saying, new mixtape coming out 2026. And look out for my new clothing line that's popping off shortly after the mixtape on 2037.
Okay, that's enough. Let's go explore the dollar store.
Oh shit, that's cool, yo, cause we had a hand soap at the house. But yo, check this out, Nora. Before we leave, can I smash real quick?
Ew, hell no. That was only a one-time thing and I was turned up. Let's go.
No, this bitch did not just step on the new J's.
Kids, can you click on the fake ass J's?
Man, fuck all y'all. Man, y'all just some hating ass motherfuckers. I know my shit's real.
Anyway, let's go.
Ay, Dios mío. Ay, Chihuahuas. Ay, por qué?
We lost.
Oh, yo, what's good? I just want to thank everybody on the support on my mixtape, Fuck GPS. That shit went gold thanks to y'all. All right, where y'all want
to
go?
We trying to get to the dollar store.
Yo, this bitch sound like a chainsaw, but look, y'all trying to get to the hood? I can't help y'all. Nora, you my girl, but I just got out the hood. I can't fuck with y'all right now.
That's fucked up. Coño, finally we're here.
Yo, but on some real shit, we should have taken the bus.
Hell no, I got on my good outfit today.
Bitch, you always got on the same shit. Kids, can you say hand-me-downs?
Kids, can you say never smashing again?
Kids, can you say homicide?
Oh! Terrible.
Wow, that was so bad. It was fucking hilarious.
4D.
I first saw that and I couldn't stop laughing.
She sound like a chainsaw.
Hey, okay, y'all know how I feel about Goldberg. Sorry, ass.
Yeah.
What's this I hear? I've seen this on the net a couple days. They want to put him in the Hall of Fame. What do you think?
Who want to put him in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, hell yeah.
Who want to do that?
No, look. The guy was one of WCW's top stars. You can't deny that. Like, he's sold tickets and merch and all that, so of course he should go in the Hall of Fame.
Why? On what merit?
On that merit alone. He was WCW's first... created star wasn't already established somewhere else.
No. If he goes in, Kevin Sullivan needs to go in.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm not saying he should. I'm not saying Sullivan shouldn't. I'd love Sullivan to go in, but I don't see the problem with Goldberg going in.
No. Who on God's green earth would believe that he went from 16-0 to 75-0 in 2 weeks. Then from 75-0 to 110-0 in 4 weeks.
Ain't that many house shows, man.
Welcome to wrestling.
Ain't that many house shows, man. Ain't that many house shows. Look, to me, you know, at least on the interviews that I heard him, he believes his own gimmick.
That's the problem.
A lot of guys do. He's not the first. He won't be the last. I mean, look at Ultimate Warrior. He believed his own gimmick.
Yeah, but Ultimate Warrior knew what to wrestle. He knew how to wrestle. You watch him in WCCW. You watch the Gabingo Warrior in WCCW. He can wrestle. You see Goldberg, he can't wrestle for shit. Thanks to Steven Regal. Short him out.
Iron Man just said Bret Hart going to the WWE.
And I can tell you exactly what Bret Hart's going to say. This is the shits.
Of course.
Oh my goodness.
But no, I mean, does he? I don't know. I mean, he was as reckless as a fucking drunk driver on behind him with a semi.
He was.
I will admit, though, I found a DVD of him in New Japan, and the lineup isn't that great, but they gave us a $3 DVD, so I can't complain too much.
So true.
Yeah. I do see this. Okay, Goldberg versus my boy Kojima. Mm. Goldberg versus Rick Steiner. Mm. And then Goldberg and Muda versus Chronic.
Oh, Jesus. Chronic put them over.
Oh, yeah. Muda
Chronic put them over. Scott Steiner had to put him over. I mean, Rick Steiner had to put him over because he was in Japan to make him look good because they knew Japan and WCW had a training thing going on, so they had to put him over.
Even past
Muda ever taking a pin was rare. Muda was essentially Cena, where it's like, Muda wins, LOL.
Yep.
I love Muda, though. I will give him that.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you want to go there, Muda does deserve to go.
Yeah. Pastor Sadell just said he's getting in. That kayfabe streak is just too long to ignore.
No. He said he's going to go in because of the streak.
No.
Oh, please. No.
But you know what? Hold on. You know, pump your brakes there. Because that means once Vince buys TNA, under that same logic, you need just to put EC3 in because his was longer.
Yep.
Exactly. That's what I was like. No. If Vince buys TNA,
You put him in for the person, or you put him in for the King of the 5-Minute Match.
Put him in for what?
You put him in for the King of the 5-Minute Match.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That'll work. That'll work. Put him in the celebrity wing. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I put him in the celebrity wing, not with everybody else. I put him in the celebrity wing, yeah.
Matty Legend says Goldberg was awesome in his heyday. You know what? So was Steven Seagal, but then I grew up.
Thank you. Steven Slogal.
Oh, man. Thank you. Now people understand why I say that about Goldberg and Rick Hayes.
And I still cannot forgive him for that match with Brock. I can't do it. I can't forgive him for that. Mm-mm.
The WrestleMania match, though.
Yep.
See, what I do is I don't watch that match. I just watch him and Jericho from Bad Blood, and then I'm okay.
It snaps you back in reality, huh?
Exactly. If Goldberg goes in, then you got to put Raven, Sandman, and Perry Saturn in.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm not saying none of those guys should go in. I'm not saying they shouldn't, rather.
Right, you just don't have a problem with Goldberg going in.
I don't have a problem with any of those guys going in.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg sucks balls. He does not deserve to go. I don't care what anybody says. Period. I hate Goldberg with a passion.
I can tell. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how he feels. This is a direct quote. Fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg with Nicole Bass's dick.
There you go. There you go. Perfect.
And that is a direct quote.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
That's a quote.
And we all have our guys who we don't want to go in. If R-Truth got in, I think AA would flip. If R-Truth gets in AA with Flip, he'll have a fit.
Oh,
who's your guy?
He'll have never hear the end of it.
No, never ever. Never ever.
Who's
ever.
Your guy that you don't want to go in?
My guy, who I don't want to go in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Miz.
Yeah, me too. I was about to say Miz, but.
Nah, he better not go. Well, you know, he's a Triple Crown champion twice over.
But if you look at his...
He's a Triple Crown champion. He for that accomplishment, maybe. But other than that, no.
That's what I was about to say. If you look at his accomplishments, he should. I just don't want
right.
him to. I just don't think he's a very good wrestler. But, you know, he got that early... He got... All his stuff was early in his career. When he first got there, he got all that early push.
Yep.
So you can't hate on a man for that. But I just never thought he was a good wrestler.
I think he's a decent wrestler. He's mm-hmm. decent on the mic.
Mm-hmm. He's a good talent.
Oh, that's his specialty, his mouth.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at this here for a quick minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I get past all this shit here. All right, WWE wrestling. WWE champion one time.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time U.S. champion. Mm-hmm. Five-time IC champion.
Mm-hmm.
four-time WWE Tag Champion with John Morrison, Big Show, Cena, and Miz Dow.
Right.
Two-time World Tag Champion with Morrison and Big Show. I guess that's they have, you know, when they walk around with the two belts each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Money in the Bank winner, 25th Triple Crown champion, 14th Grand Slam champion, and two Slammies of the year.
Wait, 14th Grand Slam champion?
14th, yes.
If you look at his accomplishments,
long before we what? Brett, Stone Cold, Triple H, Ray Ray. Batista.
Mm-hmm.
No, because you can't call that because he never had the WWE title. He had the World Heavyweight title.
Grand Slam champion Shawn Michaels, Triple H,
two.
Kane, Jericho.
Whoa! How did? Yeah, that's right. He did. That's right. I forgot about Kane. That's right.
Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero, RVD, Booker T, Jeff Hardy.
Booker T cannot be considered a triple count Grand Slam champion. He can't. He never had the WWE title. The World Heavyweight title, yes. The WWE title, no.
But it was still recognized as one. There's a couple of people that are getting it.
It is a world title.
I mean, they're putting Christian on this list.
Oh Jesus!
And the Big Show.
Okay, you can't argue with Big Show. The Big Show doesn't have every belt, so yeah. Big Show
same as Mark Henry.
European belt.
Kane.
Mark Henry's not on this list. Mark Henry never held the IC belt.
No,
yes, he was tag team champion. No, he doesn't. He's had every belt except for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot he held tag team titles with D'Lo Brown.
Yep.
I'm wild. Cena's never gotten the IC belt.
That's the only one he has in there.
That was under the original format. Under the current format, it's only Angle, Guerrero, Edge, Show, Miz, and Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot about the Garden Gnome.
Garden Gnome.
I forgot about the Garden Gnome.
Oh, man.
So I'm watching. New Japan right now has an equivalent to NXT. Mm. They call it Lionsgate Project.
Mm-hmm.
They're only on their second show. It's okay so far because it's mostly just their young guys, and they usually bring like Noah's top guys.
Right.
Like they go with everybody else. It's ran by Yuji Nagata, so I can't hate on it too much because Nagata's one of my boys.
Yeah, you just fight.
Yeah,
that boy had mad skills.
He recently won the NEVER Openweight title, and you know how hard I yelped in Glee. I was so happy for Nagata, because Nagata, he's 48 years old, and the past 2 years, he would constantly talk about how I do not like my current position in New Japan. I want to push. I deserve better than this, because, like, he'd be relegated to tag matches. The last two Wrestle Kingdoms, which is their equivalent to WrestleMania, for those who don't know, he was on the pre-show Royal Rumble match. And the first one he was on, in the press conference at Wrestle Kingdom, he's like, I deserve better than this. I want a title match, this, this, and that. And it led to him challenging for the Intercontinental belt. And then this year, once again, he was in the Rumble match, and me and my friend Donna were watching this, and Nagata looked so pissed off, and it wasn't like, well, it's not as usual, Nagata, I'm ready to kick some ass pissed off. It's, I do not want to be here pissed off.
Well, with Nakamura gone, he's got a shot at that Intercontinental title, plus with AJ gone and a couple other big figures, he's got a shot at that IWGP heavyweight title if he decides to do it.
I'm fine with him as NEVER Openweight Champion. I just hope it's not a token run. I hope he gets a run and challenges other guys than just Shibata.
Him and Shibata had a couple good matches, though.
But I want to see more than just Nagata defending against Shibata. I want to see him defending against other guys.
True.
Yeah, who at the moment... trying to think of guys who are in the open weight division at the moment, because like a lot of, like your Togi Makabe's and Tomohiro Ishii's. Makabe went to tag team, and then Ishii seems to be challenging for the heavyweight strap, so...
They're saying Tenzin was supposed to come out of retirement just for fun.
Damn.
Who Tenzin?
Yeah, they're supposed to say, Hiroyuki Tenzin was supposed to come out just for fun, just to get that open weight title, because he's had them all except for that one. That's the only one he has.
I don't think he's coming. He's too... He's going to have to... He's not leaving his job at NXT.
Can't see it, man.
I can't see him doing
that. Oh, Tensai. I was about to say, Hiroshi Tenzan's already wrestling, but you said Tensai. Okay, sorry about that.
No. I'm talking about the one that used to tag with Muda.
Hiroshi Tenzan. Oh, you mean yeah. Chono?
No, not Master Chono.
Oh, Tenzan's wrestling.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's been wrestling. He's, I doubt he's going to be in this year's G1, because last year's G1... He had a few good matches, but other than that, it's kind of... Yeah, Tenzan, as my nephew's yelling.
Tenzan. I was like, Albert ain't leaving.
Please, Albert's having a... He's got it. That's a cushy job. He's always wanted. He's happy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah. Tenzan actually challenged for the IWGP belt before Nagata. The openweight title, rather.
Oh, okay. So I got a backwards. Okay.
Yeah, and him and Kojima every now and then will challenge for the tag straps, but they're mostly just in the throwaway, let's shoehorn everybody in tag matches.
Now, Craig, let me ask you this. Where are you watching mostly in New Japan?
New Japan World. It's their WWE Network.
Okay.
It's like, yeah. Was it $9 a month or something after taxes?
Not even $9 a month. It's like
$8.60.
Yeah, it's like $8 and change. The economy jumps up and down, so whenever I get billed, I always like convert my... I always use that Google converter to make sure how much I take out of my bank.
Right.
So, or right in my bookings. So, but yeah, it's worth it. The only downside is it's hard to navigate through without Google Translate.
Yeah,
Even with then, it's still weird because, like, Michael Elgin is Michael Erugin.
Right.
And Bad Luck Fale is, like,
Michael Erugin.
And then Bad Luck Fale is, like, Bad Rock Rare or something like that. So it's like, who is this? And I click on it. Oh, my gosh, it's Bad Luck Fale. Okay. Google Translate had a stroke there.
No, they were just translating it like, fucking street talk.
I found Don Fry matches on New Japan World.
What?
He wrestled Scott Norton at the Tokyo Dome.
Nice.
And it was an awesome match. Like, Don Fry, he's got that Mr. Perfect style where, like, he does the... When you kick Mr. Perfect into the back of the leg, he would, like, do that tumble.
Right.
Like, Don Fry did the same thing. And, like, how Don Fry, he got himself over in New Japan, what he would do was he would get himself disqualified on purpose, which us being American fans are like, okay, whoop-de-doo. But in Japan, that's a big let's riot and throw shit at the ring, because that's horse shit.
Yeah, that's dishonorable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over there, if everybody that watches New Japan, if you see it, because when I was stationed in Yokosuka, I went over to Yokohama and watched it a couple times. And if they do something like that, yes, they will riot like it's no tomorrow.
That's like...
That honor stuff, they take that to heart. If you disrespect or dishonor somebody, that's your ass, Mr. Postman.
That's like the 80s. When there was a DQ or a double countout, man, fans would lose their shit.
Yeah.
They lose their mind.
You want a winner. Yeah. We want a winner, damn it.
Trying to think of some other awesome stuff. I did find the New Japan versus UWFI Tokyo Dome show, which was a kick-ass show. In fact, that was the show where Yuji Nagata got in. That's where he blasted off from there. He had this opening tag match where like, he just kicked some ass, even though he was a youngin' at the time.
Right.
Well, just to let you know, your co-host isn't watching the game. It ended 45 minutes ago. As Joshy posted, the Giants won, and that was 45 minutes ago he posted that they won, so I don't know
where he must be alert. I'm right here.
I was talking about Hightower.
And he's not on Facebook either, so he could be at work. Could be.
So how New Japan World does their tags? They go by player name. What was that?
No, go ahead. Do your thing, man.
Oh, they go by player name, which means wrestler name, age, venue, play-by-play commentary, title match, other, or you just have all. And I found Doc Gallows in his only. Again, Google Translate had a stroke. His name is Doc Gairozu.
Gairoz.
Gairoz.
Sad, man. The translation is weird.
And then Vader is called the Big Bang Vader.
Damn.
I found Hogan, Abdul the Butcher.
Oh, that must have been a clusterfuck translating his name.
No, they did. Abdul the Butcher. They got it. Road Warrior Hawk is called Hawk Warrior. Oh gosh, Bob Sapp. I found Flair. ACH. El Gigante.
Is that El? El Gigante.
The Great Oz. Yes, oh. Kevin Nash as Oz.
Real quick. I don't mean to cut you off, but I do want to do this. I feel like I need to, with as bad as they've looked. Ladies and gentlemen, the Raptors have defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers. 99-84.
Well, they said they were
going to
win.
Hand the Cavs their first playoff loss.
They said they were going to win one.
Yep, they got one. It's going to be the only one. It's going to be the only one, but they got one.
Yeah, that's all that counts. They got one.
Yep.
What's the KC? What's the OKC fucking at?
One apiece.
Still 1-1?
One. Mm-hmm. They played
one apiece going playing tomorrow in OKC.
Yep.
I found SD Jones.
SD John. Ain't heard that name in years, man. In years. I think who on this network said SD Jones won a lot of matches? I think it was Surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only seen a few SD Jones matches.
SD Jones was a jobber.
Yeah.
Being my age, I have to watch most of the classic stuff on the network, and every match I've seen, he's been on his back for a 3-second tan.
That's before when he came to WWE, came to the F, yes. When he was down in Mid-South back in the day, oh yeah, he was the Mid-South Tag Team Champions like 3-4 different times.
I found Giant Silva.
Oh yes. Jesus, yes, what a waste.
Yes, Matt E. Legend, your Raptors won, sir. Congratulations.
Tiger Jeet Singh Jr.
Another name I heard in years.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a reason.
It sucks.
Oh my goodness. Jonathan Coachman was in the news this week. Says Shane McMahon and Undertaker should have closed the show.
I agree. I agree. Everybody agreed about that one.
Mm-hmm.
I like world title matches ending WrestleMania. But I guess there are those matches that where it's like you should put those at the last match, like Rock Hogan should have been the main event of 17 or 18, whichever it took place on.
Right.
But because you saw, even though they stuck to their guns, where it's like, no, the world title needs to go on last, the world title just shat the bed. No one cared because they just watched Rock versus Hogan.
Right.
Emma. There's someone named Bambi.
Bambi. Oh, Jesus.
Emma has successful back surgery, so hopefully she'll be back soon.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. Yeah, I guess Zack Ryder's not going to get that ass for a minute.
Nope. He ain't.
Poor Ryder.
I know. In more ways than one now, he ain't got no U.S. title, and he ain't got no girl.
Exactly.
He's got a girl, but she just can't do anything.
Can't do nothing.
If he wouldn't have fucking tapped it so hard for his birthday, she'd be all right.
He had to put the pretzel on doing it. Come on now.
He's like, please, baby, one time. Let me just give you the broski boot.
Broski boot.
So I clicked on Don Fry's name, and I found his matches. There's only three of them. I know he's had more, though. Him versus Scott Norton. Mm-hmm. Him versus UFO Brian Johnston.
Another name. Oh. Yeah.
And him versus Antonio Inoki. Which apparently was Inoki's retirement match.
That was his last one.
I watched that match.
That's what that was against Fujinami.
Fujinami? No, he might have had a match with Fujinami, but... See, I don't know why New Japan World just doesn't throw more matches on here, because I know they have more. Dusty Rhodes only has three matches on here. So does Terry Funk, and I know for a fact they've had more matches in New Japan.
Mm.
So that's a crime.
Well, no, because it could have been All Japan, you better remember.
Yeah.
Before the split.
Now, Bob Sapp, who was also an MMA fighter, he was their world champion for a while, and there's only three matches on here. So it's because he has a match with Nakamura, and from what I understand, Bob Sapp was kind of but he got over with the fans somehow. I'm not sure how. I don't know enough about Bob Sapp, but apparently he got over.
John Cena will be hosting your 2016 ESPY Awards.
No, what's ESPY?
I don't think anybody's gonna be watching it anyway.
Nobody watches the fucking ESPYs to begin with.
Yeah.
What's ESPY?
It's ESPN's, like, the year in sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like their Academy Awards for Sports presented by ESPN.
So, basically, they want John Cena to sit there and be on TV for them.
It's the whole thing. I don't know what's going on or why all of a sudden is it... I know Jonathan Coachman had... something to do with it, but I didn't think he had that much pull to get to the partner with the WWE.
Oh, no, he's got... No. When it comes to that, Coach has got mad pull.
But, I mean, yeah, I want to say that, to be like that in ESPN, though. I mean, I'm sure he's got stroke still in the E, but...
He's got stroke like that. Yeah, he's got stroke like that in ESPN.
Man, and he hasn't even been there that long.
The only reason why he's got that stroke, because he's that buffer between the E... in ESPN.
Right.
But he must
Why do you think Todd Grisham, when he left, he went to ESPN.
Yep.
Thanks to Coach. Coach opened that door. So he's got that stroke. And plus with the setup that ESPN and the E have, of course it's gonna make them both look good.
See, that's what I'm thinking, Pastor. There's something going on behind the scenes that's not coming out yet.
We have to find out what that is.
Maybe McMahon sold some of his stock this week.
He did.
He sold $40 million worth of stock.
Well, like you said, he barely made a dent.
And it didn't have anything to do with like the changing of the order. He still owns the majority, but
right.
I don't even know why he decided to go public. He should have just stayed private with his privately owned company and ran it like he does now. I still understand why he went public.
He wanted to be on the papers, and like he wanted to be out there trying to divide himself from wrestling, because why would wrestling go public with when it comes to stock?
Right.
But so I'm looking for the championship tags, and I found the WWF title matches where Inoki beat Backlund for the belt. Like, and then there's one where it's Backlund defending against Tatsumi Fujinami. If you guys get tired of hearing about these tags, I'll stop.
No, it's fine.
No, they're fine with me. I do want to go ahead and get to some of this pay-per-view we got coming up tomorrow. We talked a little bit about the Texas Tornado match. Usos versus Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Who you guys got?
I'm going with Anderson and Gallows.
Me too. Anybody going with the Usos?
I want the Bullet Club to win, but that Samoan Mafia shit's going to kick in and something's going to happen where, I'm hurt so bad it's going to hurt. They're going to win.
Samoan Mafia. No DQ. Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler. I got Baron Corbin.
I got Corbin.
So do I. I got Baron Corbin on this one.
That's a dumb match.
It's dumb to have it on the pre-show.
Yeah.
But you know what? Look at the rest of the card. How can you not have that one on the pre-show? Honestly.
Well, if you're going to put one on the pre-show, it should be Dean and Jericho.
They're not putting a steel cage match of any kind on a pre-show.
A solid match. Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho. I'm shocked Chris Jericho is still with the company. I thought his run was over.
He's gone already.
I thought his run was over.
Me too. His run was over back in 2011.
I give this one to Dean.
Dean.
If anybody needs it, it's him.
Now that match would be so much better with five flags and delegates and all this other crazy shit.
I haven't watched it yet.
The WWE Intercontinental Championship. The Miz, your champion, with Maurice versus Kevin Owens versus Cesaro versus Sami Zayn. I got Kevin Owens.
I got one half of the Kingdoms of Wrestling. I'm going with Cesaro.
I'm going with Cesaro, too. I'm going with the next James Bond.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Jason Statham looking motherfucker.
WWE Tag Team Title Match. The New Day Champions versus the Vaudevillains.
New Day?
I hate to destroy Pastor, but I got New Day.
Now, if it was against somebody else, if it was against Luke and if it was against Gallows and Anderson, I would pick Gallows and Anderson. But come on, the Vaudevillians, come on, now, they ain't ready.
And
I think they're going to do them the same way they did the Ascension.
And if the actions of Monday night has anything to do with it, the New Day will win.
That was pretty damn sweet on Monday night.
It was, though.
Kofi Kingston, 2009 was my best year. Right. I don't want to leave.
And he's right.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yo, that
Ben Orton had a bitch fit.
Yep.
That's what he whipped Randy Orton's ass on national in New York in LSU.
Yeah.
Yep.
I posted that video. We were talking about that the other night on the rant. I posted the video in the rant page. Yeah, that's when Kofi was at his best, destroying the car, fucking beating his ass all over the place.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's back to mid-card status with you.
Yep.
This boy fucking cries.
Let me read some of this stuff in the chat, or some of this stuff is just hilarious. Pastor Sadell says, anybody but New Day. Iron Man says, only reason why 2J is back is because Fozzy isn't getting over like he wants him to, and he can't handle being out of the spotlight for too long.
I can see that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think Jericho's a media whore.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Of course he's a media whore.
Yep. That's why everybody continues to do what he does. WWE United States United States title match. Kalisto versus Rusev. Y'all know what? I got Rusev.
Wait, Kalisto?
I got Rusev.
Rusev.
I'm sick of Rusev. I'm sick of
Rusev. Yeah. My friend Donald thinks Rusev wins the U.S. belt to lose it to Cena.
No.
I agree. No. I think that's going to happen.
I think unless
they decide to give Cena the Intercontinental belt, he's going to get the U.S. belt before he gets 16 titles.
But if you're going to set Cena up for Reigns at SummerSlam, he doesn't get it. If you're going to give him the 16 at SummerSlam.
Unless you're going to say, yeah. Unless you're going to put 16 as champion versus champion, and then you make Cena shine and win both belts.
Exactly.
It makes your pretty boy all pretty and sparkly when you have two titles on him. God, he makes me sick. That's sort of
and boring. And then you're going to have him fight twice the next month like they did for fucking Seth Rollins.
Seth did it. Didn't Dusty do it 1 year too? Back in NWA days? I thought twice.
Defend two different belts in
one
night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had the six-man belts with the Road Warriors, mm-hmm. and then he had the TV title.
He sure did. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jay Lethal did that last year when he had the team in the world title.
Yep.
He had every fucking belt in ROH.
Sure did. Submission.
He is the king of ROH, period.
Yep.
Wait, he's the best thing going for ROH right now.
Speaking of ROH, Cedric Alexander is leaving.
He announced that last week that he was leaving them. That's going
to
hurt.
Moose's contract is up also.
Ooh.
New Japan better grab his ass, because he's over in New Japan, actually. But I can see WWE grabbing him and him probably going with WWE, being he won't have to leave the country.
Right.
Who, Moose?
Or yeah, Moose. Yeah, Moose? He went to
NXT, New Japan, and TNA are all interested in him.
I bet, because, when they did Honor Rising at Kurgan, Kurgan was, just silent for the ROH, for some of the ROH matches, and then Moose came out, and all of a sudden the place exploded, and they were chanting, Moose! Moose!
Wow.
Moose!
Oh, yeah, he's over in Japan big time.
Yeah, but, you know...
He reminds me, you know why? He reminds them of Bob Sapp.
Probably.
Do you know what's sad about that? He'll come, if he goes to the NXT, he'll just be another big guy on the mid-card roster being buried by Vince.
He would.
Apollo Crews?
Yeah, they did Uriah bad, though. They did him dirty.
And Triple H is trying to push him. That's all Vince right there.
Yeah. That's why I think this branch that's going to come, and NXT is going to be its own entity, and Triple H is going to run it and do it the way he wants to. And Vince ain't going to have nothing to do with it, even though he owns both properties. But Triple H is going to run it and do it the way he wants to.
Can we ban
Matty? Huh?
Can we ban Matty Legend from the chat room? He can't stand Enzo and Cass.
What?
Matt Legend, you got to explain that, man.
Yes, you have to explain that.
You got to explain that, Matt. I'm sorry. I got to put you out there. I got to put you on Front Street for that comment. What is wrong with Enzo and Cass?
Yeah, explain that to me. I want to hear that one.
Yeah, I mean,
right now in the tag team division, they are the top. That they are just it. They have it all.
Mm-hmm. I still say, and some people may say the Bullet Club, but if it's any team to me that should beat the New Day, and it makes sense.
It's Enzo Cash. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I agree. How long before Enzo Amore comes back?
I think they're already teasing his return. So I say if he's not back on Raw, it'll be within a week of that. But they ain't going to. It'll probably be either Monday, and if not, it'll be 2 weeks because they're not going to bring him back with Cena.
No.
Nah,
because, it's going to be after Cena because Cena's going to have his big thing. On the 30th, that's true.
How is Enzo too annoying?
I don't get it.
Enzo is hilarious.
I love Enzo. I love Enzo.
I just ordered their new shirt.
Enzo. Who does he remind me of? Oh, man. Who does he remind me of? Enzo reminds me of somebody.
Enzo is great.
That had a mouth.
Enzo is great.
All right, guys. I got to get going. I pitched the rest of the show on the download. I got to go pick up... someone from work.
Okay. Appreciate you coming in, man.
Greg.
Bye, Greg, man.
Later, bro.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. No problem. Talk to you guys later.
We'll talk to you later, man. Appreciate you. Now, here's the thing. I love Enzo. And I don't know. I don't get how he's annoying to you, Matt. I don't get it.
Me either.
That's who he reminds me of.
Who?
He reminds me of Cornette back in the day. You know how he used to come out and talk trash about the Express?
Yeah.
That's who he reminds me of.
Yep.
WWE releases a NXT personality. Alex DiBerio, also known as Alex Reeves, gone. I can't believe they got rid of him. Eden Styles is in the news again. There was a poll of the WWE's most beautiful women. She wasn't on it. Apparently, they only put wrestlers on that poll.
I think they found their footing, Iron Man. It's just what's holding them back. I don't think they're being held back. I mean, they were in the number one contenders title match for the belts.
Yep.
But they were supposed to get into it with the Dudleys and not go further. But what it's unfortunate that he got hurt.
Right.
You know, and then, you know. So, that's that.
Oh, that's right. You're from Bizarre World. No explanation.
Yeah. Pastor, you're the one that doesn't like New Day. I don't know about Bizarre World.
Glow. Gorgeous.
And so equals Road Dog.
Nah. Enzo is much cooler than Road Dog.
Yeah.
Much cooler.
Way cooler
than Road Dogg. The gorgeous ladies are wrestling glow.
Excuse me. Enzo Amore is 29 years old. For Madden Legends.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Glow, the gorgeous ladies are wrestling, about to come to Netflix.
Yeah, I heard about that today.
Glow.
I heard about that today.
Glow.
But it's not going to be, from what I understand, it's not going to be like it was the first time. It's going to be like a scripted show.
Yeah.
About one of those girls going into being in the professional wrestling business, and how she got into it, and all that good crap.
Yeah, there was a documentary of it on Netflix already.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, and then if you were listening last night, Phil mentioned that they're trying to start it back up.
Mm.
McClain in it?
I don't know who's running it, but they were thinking about getting it started back up, and he threw out, you know, how him and Little Egypt have, like, that, you know, kind of relationship, whatever it is, you know, when he interviewed him and they follow each other and they talk every so often. He's trying to get her to come on a show to see what's going on with it.
Right. Wrestling DVD Network has released a trailer for the upcoming documentary, Honor Rager's Edge, the Scott Hall story. You know, I don't know if I want to, I don't know, maybe I'm just too close to all this. I don't know if I want to see that.
I don't really care, but
a lot of people wouldn't see it saw Jake's the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. And that's a good flick. You gotta see it. It's good.
I'm not into everybody all these documentaries.
Everybody saw how bad Scott Hall was in WCW.
Yeah.
I think it drove him to drink, and everybody, he played it out for us in life. On TV, he played it out.
Mm.
But everybody knows most of it. So I don't see why they would decide to do it that way.
Not a lot of people know that he was involved in that murder. You know, that whole thing.
Mm.
Which is true. What leads him to drinking, so.
True.
You know, so, I mean, I could understand some people seeing it, but, you know, the documentaries that they put on, I mean, I'm not really a documentary person, never have been.
Right.
I mean, you got to put someone out there that really interests me. Like, Paul Heyman was probably the last one I watched.
Right.
You know, the Paul Heyman DVD, but
yeah, they didn't put that one on the network.
Yeah. But, you know, some like Scott Hall, we all know the backstory to a degree. There's no sense in watching it.
Yeah. Submission match for the WWE Women's title. Ric Flair is banned from ringside. Charlotte versus Natalya.
I'm going with Natty.
Me too. Is she going to lose it? Is she going to lose it at a Raw?
You know that. You know that Charlotte said
something. Maybe watch Tasha. Yeah, if she keeps it and goes past Monday, she does set the record.
No, if she well, maybe I haven't looked at the days, but as long as she steps in the ring tomorrow and the bell rings, she sets the record for most straight pay per view appearances in the women's division.
Wow,
with 11.
Wow. Yeah, okay, but Kevin Owens does the same thing. He's been on everything for you for the last year and a half.
Yeah, but, I mean, with guys, that's normal, but for women,
yeah,
at 11,
yeah, that's true.
That means true. No women has gone past 10 straight pay-per-views, including Trish and Lita and Michelle McCool or Lay Cool or, you know, whoever you want to call.
That's true.
Right.
That is true.
But, you know, like, I don't even know who holds the record for most straight pay-per-views as far as men go.
Wow.
That's a good question. Yeah, let me see if I can find the answer to that.
That's a good question.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. I was just sitting here thinking about this, because I was watching old TNA from 2002, 2004, between 2002 and 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about this. What if you put Mike Tenay and JR on the broadcaster?
At a TNA table?
I can't stand Mike Tenay, period.
TNA or the E, either one.
I'm not a fan. I'm with you, Scott. I'm not a fan of TNA. I think he's a annoying little annoying little troll.
Yeah, I mean the way he, you know, JR loves Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm.
But if you unzip Sting's pants, Mike TNA was wrapped around his dick.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. No, him and Kurt Angle both. he had Kurt's dick in one, he had Stingers in the other, trying to go back and forth. So yeah, either one.
Your
wrestlers with the most appearances in pay-per-views. Kane with 169.
Damn. Straight?
No, no. This is just overall.
Oh.
This is just, you know, but I just thought that was interesting to read.
Damn.
But yeah, Kane has 169 pay-per-view appearances. Taker is behind him with 164.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Triple H with 163, and then John Cena at 143.
Damn.
I know, right?
Yep.
And your World Heavyweight Championship Extreme Rules match, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles. I'm going AJ.
I want AJ to win. But like I said, the small SWAT team's going to have something to do, and they're going to win. Booming is going to win again.
I want AJ to win so bad. I look, you hype. This man came over, gave the roster some new energy. Made people interested. You know, maybe brought some fans back. Maybe who were fans of AJ to follow him over into the E. You gonna have him lose the Reigns twice?
That'd be stupid. But we're talking about the King of Swerves here.
That's true.
This is the company of King of Swerves.
That's true.
Now, think of the three. Okay, let's book this right. Let's play this out for the next couple months. Now, we know Cena's coming back in 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
Okay. If AJ wins the belt tomorrow, and he holds that until, say, SummerSlam.
Mm.
Okay. Where does the match between him and AJ go down?
Between Cena and AJ?
Yeah, between Cena and AJ.
Can you do it at SummerSlam?
You can.
You can do it at SummerSlam.
Okay. Now, do we want him to get 16 at SummerSlam or wait until later on to get it? And go back into Mania, and go into Mania, or you want to keep AJ with the belt until Mania and have it go there.
The John Cena fanboys would like to say, "Oh, wait a minute!"
Got him.
As soon as I mention Cena, here he comes. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
Told you. How many diamond users we have now?
I don't even know what y'all talking about. I wasn't even listening to the show until. Before now, so what are y'all talking about?
Anything and everything.
We're going over to pay-per-view for tomorrow.
Okay, so what made y'all think I called in?
we were talking about your boy, Cena.
What about him?
When we wanted to see... If AJ won the belt tomorrow, when we wanted to see him and Cena go at it for the title.
Do you really want that to happen right away and not have a build-up for it?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Right.
What would you do? If he wins it tomorrow, Surfer, AJ wins it tomorrow night, we're talking about King of Squares, so it might happen, it might not. If it goes down tomorrow, how long would the build-up be, and where would you have them fight?
It depends. If AJ is going to... If he won, he's going to be champion long term. He's not going to swap it back and forth with Roman.
Right.
I guess you would build it up for WrestleMania.
So you have AJ hold it that long and defeat, because you know Roman's going to ask for a rematch.
Right.
And when Seth, but the thing is, you got to remember. Seth is coming back right after that.
Okay, but when Seth comes back, it's not like he comes back and he gets a title shot. He's still got to...
Why wouldn't he? He never lost the belt.
Still, he has to wrestle first before he gets a title shot.
Batista didn't do it. Oh, yeah, he did. Never mind. I was going to say Batista didn't do that shit, but yeah, he did.
He did. Mm-hmm. See, my...
Of course, when Seth comes back, yeah, he'll be talking about getting his belt back, but that doesn't mean he gets a title shot his first match.
Right.
Well, no, we're not saying his first match. No, I'm not saying that. That'd be stupid.
They'll put him in a program. Right. They'll put him in a program with somebody just to knock off the ring rust.
But
exactly.
What makes you think they're going to abandon Roman?
I can't see AJ losing twice to this dude, man.
I can't either.
Me either.
Unless it's a no contest or, well, it's going to Extreme Rules, so anything goes.
Right.
Unless it's a countout. I don't see. If Roman goes over again, we got problems.
Is it true what I saw about Cody?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is he gone or is he about to be gone?
He asked for his release.
Right.
TNA Championship on the way.
Oh my goodness. That belt has little to no value. Little to no value.
None whatsoever.
He'd be better off going to Japan. But
so why is he asking for the release? He just don't like what they're doing with him, or he tired of putting on the makeup?
He hasn't spoken out and asked why yet. He said he will eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's not gonna have his dad passing and he's being around everything about his dad. He needs time or so.
Yeah. I can't find who. I'm still looking up trying to find the.
So both brothers are asking for a release or just Cody?
Just Cody, just Cody as far Cody. As we know. But you know, Goldust will be released anyway.
Yeah, after he gets done with this stupid gimmick. That's the dumbest gimmick ever. Stupid gimmick. They're trying to recapture something with Booker T, and our truth ain't Booker T.
No. There's no way he can stop anybody to say he act like Booker T.
Dumbest gimmick I had ever seen.
Jerry Lawler and Honky Tonk Man are cousins.
Yeah.
Well, everybody know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I could give a shit less.
They're family, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody know that. What was I about to say? Yeah, back to what we were saying. Okay, now if they go to Mania with that and AJ has the belt, what about the Brock, Seth, intertwined from 31? Because you know Brock still owes his ass for that.
He does.
Okay, and Boomin got thrown in the middle of it, so. What? And before long, Cena's going to get 16. We know this. That's a guarantee.
Yeah. Damn it.
But with Seth coming back, yeah, I know. But with Seth coming back, and he never losing that belt, and he said he's going to come back bigger, better, and better to get the belt that he never lost. Because it's been a while since him, Tyler Black, and AJ Styles had a match. Because they had match. They had long drag outs on ROH. And they were some good-ass matches. I think I could see that match going down, what, before Mania? Or that could be the Mania event right there, AJ and Seth. That could be, if they built it up right, that could be a blockbuster right there.
Could be. I just gave out the number to Dr. Doom, so I think Dr. Doom might be calling in.
I mean, there's so many scenarios now that everybody's coming back, and if they decide to throw Randy Orton in the mix, whoa.
Then I got him in. In a second. Damn it, now my Skype won't act up. Hold on. See if I can bring him in.
Is he on your friend list? Because if he's not, then you'll disconnect everybody.
757, what's up? Speak up. I don't think he is on my friend list.
There's no 757 on the line unless I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I see it.
Virginia's in the house.
Yeah, I see it, though.
Yeah, but I'm in Virginia. Been in this motherfucker.
I didn't know you were in Mickey James' country. My bad.
No, I thought she was from North Carolina.
No, she's from Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Richmond, Virginia. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. That place is a shithole.
Two seconds to block out the sun.
Two things can block out the sun. The clouds and your fucking lips.
But I bet you she can suck a mean dick, though. I bet you.
Probably. All sloppy and shit. Spitting all over it. What the fuck?
We have to ask Cena and Batista who they would know.
Let me see. I said, I know if I call him, it's going to disconnect too. So
and that world champion, he should know too.
No.
He knows it, Brad.
Don't even mention Mr. Bitch.
Yeah, I can't find who's got the most consecutive for men.
I know if I try to call him, he'll hang up. So he's going to... Damn. I wanted to bring him on too. Let me see. See if he has Skype. If he has Skype, I can add him and then we'll be good to go. Pastor Sydell brought him up. RKO. You guys think we'll see Randy Orton before the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yep. I say he'll be here before Money in the Bank.
I just found an interesting fact.
What'd you find?
SummerSlam of 1990, 42.3% of the roster is deceased.
What?
Bad News Brown, Dusty Rhodes, Earthquake, Hercules, Mr. Perfect, Savage, Rude, Sapphire, Sensational Sherry, the Texas Tornado, and the Ultimate Warrior.
And one half of the, Hawk from the Road Warriors.
He's not on there. But were they in SummerSlam in 90?
Well, wait. 90 was in Wembley Stadium, was it?
No.
I'll go back and watch that one tonight.
90 was in Spectrum and Surfer's backyard.
Well, shot Surfer didn't go.
It was me?
Yeah.
I had to work on days like that. I couldn't go to wrestling matches. I worked during the weekends and at nights.
Pastor Zell said, so are we going to get Owens versus Orton and a winner takes the KO initials match?
That would be good. That would be good.
I haven't seen Mickey lately, so I can't say how good she looks. All right, man. I haven't seen her lately. Have anybody seen her?
Mickey James?
Yeah, I haven't seen her lately.
Not since fucking James Storm threw her in front of a train.
Yeah.
Have you seen her since then?
Actually, she was on TV like a week or two later, but then the whole thing got dropped, so.
Yeah, that's when he left. I mean, she still looks about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ask John Cena, he would know.
Oh, man. All right, this is open mic, not anybody. So anybody
it's
got...
Cena's kid. It's Cena's kid.
Oh my goodness.
The DNA on the pole match. I would love to see that one.
Alright, guys, this is open mic night. So, anybody got anything on their mind? Again, it doesn't have to be wrestling related. It could be anything you want to talk about. Surf, you got anything extra on your mind this week, man?
No.
Hey, guys, Eric and.
Surfer, no. Damn, Surfer.
Just straight up, nope.
Nope. Nope. Damn.
I'm surprised the Samoan Hitman ain't called in yet.
I know. It's not 12:30. When Will says we're going off the air, that's when he calls in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, waiting to make a run in.
Maddie, legend. Mickey James, Charlotte, and Summer Rae.
For what?
That's what he said. They're always welcome in his house.
Who do you say?
Mickey James, Charlotte, and Summer Rae.
The redheaded stepchild, the wannabe nature girl, and John Cena's baby mama. Come on, man.
No, Summer Rae. That's the one, the blonde with the hot body and the big nose,
and the concrete face.
Yeah, as long as you got that face buried in a pillow, tapping it from behind, you're all good.
You're straight.
But she turns around, that shit's like Medusa.
Like,
Charlotte? That's like Ric Flair with tits.
Can't do it, man. Can't do it. Won't even attempt it. Mm-mm. You even got past the Sydell question in it.
Give me Becky Lynch any day.
And Matt Legend backed it up again. He said, yep.
You fucking Canadians.
I'll take you over those three.
You Canadians got some weird taste.
Well, no, some Canadian, those Canadian women up there are fine on fucking side. Don't get it twisted.
With Celine Dion?
No. I said young ones. I didn't say old ones, okay? Get it straight. Get it straight. Young ones, yes. The old folks up there, no.
Matt Legend. Matt Legend just called me. He just called us haters.
Right, we're just a couple of haters. A couple of haters.
We don't hate us, man. We don't hate us, man. Particularly Summer Rae, man.
And like I said, if she's got her face buried in a pillow,
it's all good.
Exactly.
I thought she was talking about the regular step show. I'm like,
we won't have her name up.
Iron Man said, next WrestleMania main event is going to be Cena versus Madness and the child support order papers on a pole match. Loser gets the papers, book it.
Yeah, Pastor. The only way we tell the difference between Charlotte and Rick is who she's got perkier tits.
I hope Natty gets that belt tomorrow. I hope she does.
What how David feels seeing Charlotte be more successful than him?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Wonder how he feels seeing a groundhog is more successful than him.
Oh.
Groundhog.
Groundhog, he got that food. He's more than David. He crossed the highway better than David.
I want to know.
Sure.
Are y'all going to be on the bandwagon once, what you call him is made great by, why am I blanking on his name? what's Black Cena's real name again?
Cena?
Winner gets a shot at James Storm.
Damn Young.
What about him?
No, I'm not on the bandwagon.
Hell no.
They going to actually make him great again?
Hell no.
No.
Please.
Look, to be great again implies you were once great, which he's never been.
Nope.
So, I don't know.
The
slogan should be, make Darren Young mediocre.
Yeah. Only difference.
We're just doing it to make him relevant again. That's all. Let's try this comeback. They need something. He needs something to do.
Yeah.
Make Darren Young so-so.
Only reason. I still say he had been released because of his status. You know, I think that's the only reason why he hadn't been released yet. They don't want to go through the tortures of that.
Yep.
You know.
Of course. Yeah. If they let him go, that is on the ladder killer.
Oh yeah.
No, they can't. They can't just hold on to him just to hold on to him.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, you want the publicity?
SJTG.
Yeah, but it's not like Dan Young's the only gay wrestler out there, so.
He's the only openly gay one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That does not. And how you could not prove in court that he had to keep his job, though, because he was gay.
It's discrimination. It's discrimination. They'll spin it. Trust me.
It's not discrimination. They will spin it. If they can prove
it doesn't matter. By the time it goes to court, the negative publicity will hurt the fucking company.
You know what?
Yep.
Well, all you got to do then is let his contract run out.
Yeah.
But once his contract is up, there is no law that says you have to give somebody a new contract.
Oh yeah, we know that. But I'm saying if they give him the future endeavors right off the rip.
Yeah.
Then yeah, there's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, unless he does something completely fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, you can't future endeavor him. He goes out there and blatant and like hurts somebody really bad. You can't.
If he let go with a group of people and they say, well, we did it for financial reasons, you can't argue with that.
Well, I guess they call bullshit, but he wouldn't stand up.
Forget about JTG. Just remember Ortega.
Besides, yeah. If they say, well, you don't have no people working for you.
Oh, my goodness.
If they try to say WWE don't have no gay people work for them, they can always point to Pat Patterson.
Yeah, I mean, but Pat Patterson, it took him 60 years to come out.
He still works for him.
Yeah, this time you just, you know.
That's a Vince thing, though.
Yeah.
That's a Vince thing, though. So. But he'll be. I don't think they're releasing many times soon. If at all, they'll probably just let his contract run out like they're doing with Ryback.
Well, no, Ryback ran his mouth. That's the only reason why he's going.
Yep.
If he would have shut his mouth and just kept with status quo, everything would have been cool. But he had to open his mouth.
Yeah. Matt E. Legend is ass.
There's nothing wrong with freedom of speech. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
But there's just certain things you just don't say.
Yeah.
Especially in a multi-million dollar company like that, and doing what he does, don't say that. Especially to Vince McMahon. Come on now. You want to cut your own throat.
Yeah, you don't fucking go in there and say, Vince, I want more money.
Yeah.
You don't. Vince will look at you and say, there's the unemployment line. That's what you're going to look at.
Yeah, and Otunga is still on the payroll. He does the Raw pre-show. Or at least he was doing it the other night.
Mm.
Yeah, he's still on the payroll.
He wrestles house shows.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he still makes his money. So I count.
Mr. Jennifer Hudson himself.
And he's still doing that coffee cup gimmick.
Mr. Jennifer Hudson himself. Yep. All right, real quick, let's go ahead and start closing up shop. Let's go ahead and start going over the fine shows that you can hear on this fine network. I'm gonna start off with Surfer. What are you reading? Comic book show every Sunday at 5 p.m. Surfer, what you talking about tomorrow, man? Watch what I get.
Books.
I
Did
try,
you see what Pastor just said?
I try to get an answer from Surfer, and I just get books.
TV.
Surfer must be on one.
You asked me
to be grumpy.
Pastor Surfer.
Nah, I'm not grumpy. You asked me what I'm talking about. That's
books.
I don't. I haven't formulated a show yet. I mean, you know, okay. I have to, plan things out with my sidekick. So
your sidekick, your co-host, right now, co-host of the year.
It's not for long.
Yeah, because I'm taking over.
Imagine.
I ain't gonna imagine, do it. I know.
You dreaming? You want some ranch type fucking shit?
Don't go there.
Because I saw what he did the other day. What happened the other about 2 weeks ago? I messed with him. Okay, I let him slide. Let him do handle his business. But don't you ever put me in the same category as that clown? Don't ever do that.
Oh man. So I definitely check out the What Are You Reading comic show tomorrow at 5. Every Monday at 11:30 p.m.
We got
right
the pre-show tomorrow.
I'm going to say that for last. Well, yeah, we do have that pre-show going on tomorrow. It starts at 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 7 p.m. Randy and Radio Extreme Rules pre-show. All you network hosts will be there. Double A's doing it, right? Double A and...
Rick. I thought Rick was doing it.
Rick's doing it.
I thought it was Double A. Okay. Cool. Check that out tomorrow. And then we're also going to have a post-show after that. So definitely check it out. You leave the network and come straight here.
Excuse me.
Need the network and come straight here. So that's what you guys need to do. Talk Brunch every Monday at 11:30. See, I'm jealous about, man, Rick, man. He gets to, as soon as Raw is over, he's right there like he's on it, man. So if anything good happens, and you know, the show's after a pay-per-view, my supposedly the best shows.
You could have done that slide better than you wanted to do.
Say what?
Why didn't you take that slide a long time ago if you wanted to do it right after Raw?
When my schedule runs, I can't can't do a Monday show. But anything that, particularly after a pay-per-view, that's when Raw is supposed to be the best show.
Yeah.
So
there's only been like what? Well, after the Attitude Era, of course, every Monday night was after a pay-per-view. It was on a crack.
Yeah.
Lately, it's been every what? Every
6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, about that. That Raw's good. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Raw's been the I don't know. It's been like it's been like diarrhea, fucking slop with. Oh
yeah,
it's been bloody diarrhea.
I also want to say a quick belated birthday, belated happy birthday to Padawan Jin, Queen of the Lightsaber, as I call her. The Rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Double A, Tony C. Definitely check those guys out. Right after them at 11 p.m. is Freaks and Effing Geeks. Hopefully we get the return of Lee.
Nah, from what I hear, Lee's got at least another 4 weeks.
Yeah, for a while.
Wow.
What? Yeah. I just sent him a message the other day coming to get back to work, and he was like, laugh out loud. I'm like, okay.
Listen, the man works for the British Secret Intelligence. He's the only one nobody to know, but...
You were saying by six, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Every other Wednesday at 8 p.m., Ms. Rant AM's newest show, Thumbstick Ninjas. Definitely check it out. I heard it download the other day. Good stuff. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Rant and Wrestling. Every Friday, you can catch my man Phil and Scott.
That's me.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Friday at 9 p.m. And then every Saturday is Dip's Fine Show, the Wrestling Call-In Show. For some reason, we're minus a co-host, but I'm not going to really trip too hard.
do anybody on this call watch Rem on Friday nights?
Yes, I do. I'm not caught up, though. I'm about 2 episodes behind.
Oh, man, last night's episode kicked so much ass, it wasn't even funny. That shit was a bomb.
I just watched the episode where... that was not... where Wu killed the guy.
Oh. Tame of the Wu, yeah.
Yep. Two episodes behind.
Yeah, that 2-hour finale they had last night, that motherfucker went on a warpath.
I can imagine. I know that shit was coming.
Surfer, what did you think about the rest of the week in TV? What do you think about Legends of Tomorrow?
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
See? You did have some plan for your show.
Well, you know I'm going to talk about some TV shows tomorrow. Come on, give me a break. Not just books.
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 Oh, man. Include it all, Surfer. Include it all, man. Shoot. All right, guys. I'm trying to close the show. I'm trying to give Tony C a chance to call in, but I don't think he's going to do it.
Anybody say his name 3 times in a mirror yet?
All you have to say is Samoans. He should pop up.
Yo, Tony C, I need to contact somebody.
Is that or you just say that Magnus is coming on and he'll be here.
I have the phrase that'll get him to call in. Uh-oh. You ready?
Ready.
Tony C loves Roman Reigns.
Oh man,
that's not good at all.
Have it down now.
Let's see how long it takes.
You said he lost Roman Reigns and Magnus is the World Tag Team Champion.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
And you have Mickey James as the women's title, and the British Bulldogs are next in line for the World Tag Team Champion behind Magnus and Roman Reigns.
You said the British Bulldogs.
And Luger and Sting were the worst tag team ever.
But he was Luger's.
Let me add one, and I know I'm, and this should do it right here. Doom with the mask, suck.
Wow, it sucks.
Cold.
Doom with the mask sucks. There you go. Yeah, I said it, Tony C. I said it. They suck.
Doom with the mask is garbage. They said the conquistadors could beat them.
Oh no.
The conquistadors.
Hey, we're going to take a team of Iron Mike Sharp and Barry Horowitz to beat them. Did you talk about that new Puerto Rican tag team yet? Oh, God, no.
No.
And they're not new. They're not old. Yeah,
They're going to go into WWE. They're going to kick ass. They're going to get the belts.
You know, surfer bullshit.
Yeah, when you first started talking stuff like that, yeah, you know
when they cut their promos, I didn't know if they were doing an ad for the LGBT or just, you know, cutting a promo for Raw.
And,
see, they're not going to be complete until, Carlito comes back and...
If he comes back.
Because then the Three It Up could take on the New Day.
Right.
Because he spits in the face of people who are not cool. I'm surprised he hasn't spit in Primo's face before.
He might have to call Wolf.
Why are you spitting his brother's face?
Because look at this shit he puts out there. That's not cool. It's fucking repackaged twice in 2 years because they suck.
No, Pastor didn't say that. I'd rather deal with ISIS than Cena versus Reigns.
So what?
I'd rather deal with ISIS than Cena versus Reigns.
He did not say that. He didn't go there.
Yeah, he did.
And Iron Man said, and at least, you know, ISIS will blow the roof off.
There'll be more asses in seats than that one would, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. Talk about Primo and Epico. Nobody wants to talk about them.
Heck no. I want to talk about how bad Hollywood Hogan sucks. That's what I want to talk about right now.
Everybody says the AWO was a copycat of DX for even in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, let's spray paint somebody. Let's use some hair gel on them.
And it's like it just grew out of control to where everybody was a member of some NWO faction at some point. I mean, damn, you have some people who had no business being part of that thing, being a part of it.
Right?
Yeah.
No offense to the boy British, Stevie Ray.
But those boys, the British Takeover wants to come, and I don't know, Magnus wants to be world champion again or something. I don't know. So when EC3 want to world, they want to have dual championships at the same time, I guess. I don't know.
Man, speaking of Magnus, they still don't have a TV deal yet, do they?
Nope.
Well, I was just saying, GWF still doesn't have a TV deal.
Nope. I don't even know if they've ever had a friggin' show.
Oh, they've had shows.
Mm.
They did tapings in Vegas. Matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so they're doing shows, they just don't have a TV deal. Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. I think they have a couple down in Uruguay. Why you bullshit, boy?
And they had one, and I know the main event was Steiner, and as a matter of fact, Steiner and Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Why did they put that idiot in the damn ring again?
Yo, do you guys follow Mauro Ranallo on Twitter?
Who?
Mauro Ranallo.
I don't. I'm active.
You know who he is, right?
I know. Yeah. I'm active.
Yeah, he's SmackDown. He's SmackDown. He took Byron Sackler's place on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you guys saw him because it looks like he retweets everything that's posted to him.
EC3 was in an interview this week saying that TNA should consider signing Damian Sandow.
Yeah, but we brought last night. It's he's booked to the end of the year.
Damian Sandow will get the, he will have the TNA world title before the end of the year.
He's booked at all the shows to the end of the year. I mean, he could just go do TV tapings.
Yeah.
And win the world title and go do what he has to.
Yeah. But, I don't know. He has also said that if he would have stayed in the WWE, he would have been on that list of cuts, too.
Yeah,
he said getting cut, he thought about leaving the business, but then, you know, he just decided to make the changes. And he stepped up his game, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
He got himself over.
Yeah.
He did it himself. Karina didn't have nothing to do for it. He went out there and did it himself.
Yep.
He got himself over.
Yep, he did.
I mean, I don't like his gimmick, that the whole Aunt Dixie shit.
Yeah, that's old.
That was dumb.
You know, I mean, he you know, he's not bad. I don't mind him. I mean, he'd be smart to, if when his contract comes out, see if they'll take him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
hey, how long you got to go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was saying, it ain't like they ain't done it before with people.
Yeah.
How long do you think before they bring Bobby Roode up to the main roster?
I don't know. From what I was, AA was saying the other night, neither one of them are signed officially yet. Like, they just got like... Yeah, they were doing... They had indie shows that they were booked for.
Just like Joe did.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's what they're doing. Doing all their indie shows, getting them out the way before they sign them like they did Joe.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you put Eric Young on TV already, he's got some kind of contract. You know, they might have, you know, everywhere you read, it's the two people with special contracts in NXT are Gargano and Ciampa.
Right.
They do a lot of indie shows. They probably have very similar contracts to those, saying when you're what you've already booked, you will let you commit to.
Go ahead and finish it. Yeah.
But you're going to be under this contract. If you get hurt at their events, we're not responsible, blah, 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 some bullshit like that. But when you're done with those events, then we'll get you a full-time contract as long as you're still healthy. So basically, it's a contract to work out a contract.
Yeah. All right, guys. We joked, and he still hadn't bitten. So let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Any final thoughts? Anything we want to say before this pay-per-view tomorrow?
Natalya,
AJ better win that damn thing. He better wait the whole damn shooting match tomorrow. Which I doubt it. But it would be nice for AJ to win it and go on Monday night, have if Seth decides to come back first, have Seth come back, and then they talk shit and have Cena come back 2 weeks later and run it from there.
Anything from you, Scott?
Natalya's going to win tomorrow night with the sharpshooter, and then after that, if she wants to stop by, she can squeeze my head with her thighs.
Oh, man. I still say she's too good for Tyson. That's just
it.
That's just me.
And the way, and Maddie Legend, I don't know. I don't know.
Maddie, I thought I knew you, man.
I thought I knew you.
Help.
I could put up with the love for Jean-Claude Van Damme. I could tolerate the Steven Seagal, but some of fucking Ray and Charlotte? Come on, man.
Come on, son.
I seen better heads on a mug of beer.
Come on, son.
You need to step up your game, man. You need to step up your game. Ooh. Some of Ray and Charlotte.
That's what I'm saying.
Man.
Now, maybe if they came as a package deal and you were drinking, maybe.
Maybe.
You know?
But yeah, you better be drinking Everclear 151 and Hennessy all at the same time to do that.
That's it. I'll be swigging Mad Dog.
That too.
That's a 40-40 for you. Oh, Pastor? Probably since she supported his decision to ask for his release.
If
and you know when somebody supports somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Like Cameron supported Ryback. Oh, she got cut.
Yes, she did.
Well, that's his wife. Of course she gonna say, she gonna speak up for
him. Yeah.
So I seriously doubt. Well, no, we're talking about Vince. He is that petty, so never mind.
Yeah.
But you know, that's like you're cut for not supporting your husband, and you're cut for supporting your husband.
Yeah. He is a petty motherfucker. I get it. I give him that. All right, guys. Oh, Matt Legend said he liked the underdogs.
You got Well, he must like all three of those dogs that he was talking about.
Yeah, because those dead fucking dogs.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir. Surfer, anything from you before we get out of here for tonight, my friend?
Books.
Surfer's all one, that's all.
Any last thought from you, Surfer, before we get on out of here, man?
He's sleeping, he's snoring.
No, I'm not.
Any final thoughts from you at all, Surfer?
No, no. I'm just waiting for the show to end, that's all.
Damn.
Waiting for the sun. Oh, Pastor said Matty Legend likes the underdogs minus the under.
I heard you talk about three butt wells.
Alright, let's get out of here so Surfy can get some sleep.
Alright, fellas, you have a good week. Morrison, we'll see. Talk tomorrow if I see you then. If not, be good.
Night.
Good night, all.
Alright, guys. Talk to you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Alright, guys.
Take it easy.